Up Kenosha with Bill and Pete. Live and local on AM 1050 WLIP.
6:52, Wake Up Kenosha, Wayless MD and Wellness, Southport Plaza, Kenosha. If you got a weight loss question, give us a call, 262-694-1050. Joining us now from Wayless MD, it's Sherry Stoka. Sherry, good morning.
Good morning.
Mr. Question Man is standing by. He's been just sitting next to the rain barrel, staring, gazing into the myriad of questions.
I tell you what, we had a few late additions, thank goodness. It was a light rain barrel holiday weekend, otherwise.
Yeah, you know, people are off doing their thing. But we've got some stuff from the rain barrel. So, Mr. Question Man, let's not delay. Let's jump right in and let Sherry go to town here.
Well, I think this person has picked up on some of our conversations in the past. They ask, what is the difference between, quote, real healthy food and, quote, fake healthy food? Sherry, healthy, real and fake healthy food. Your thoughts?
Okay, isn't that second part like an oxymoron?
A little bit. Yeah.
I don't think there's such thing as fake healthy food.
Well, maybe stuff marketed as healthy.
Yeah, maybe that's what they meant.
You mean like the Special K now that's covered in chocolate?
Yeah, oh, I mean, could they just, everything literally has a chocolate coating over it now. It is kind of unbelievable.
Doesn't that kind of make that average K now?
Oh, good Lord. Okay, so real food, you know, again, at the end of the day, if it has a label that has ingredients, you know, it's not real. Unfortunately, we do live in a world that is inundated with processing, and it's very hard to avoid processed foods, but you have to do your best to minimize it. You know, really focus on eating just real food. You know, again, it just goes back to if it's real, you know, it's not going to have a label. You know, broccoli is just, there's no ingredients to it. It's just one ingredient. I think if you are reading labels, you know, some important things is look at the number of ingredients. I think a general good rule of thumb is if it has more than five, it's highly processed. You'd be shocked that some have like 30 to 50 ingredients. So you can pay attention to that. Look at added sugars and look at fiber, because anytime it's processed, they strip all the beneficial, you know, healthy fiber, and they, you know, put whatever in there. So those are kind of three things that you can look for.
All right. Mr. Question, I'm just reading a label right there. Number two, sir.
This person says, I'm really busy and usually turn to fast food for dinner.
What?
How can I cook with little to no extra time?
Yeah, so I think one of the most important pieces to that is being busy is all perspective, right? I mean, you know, we're all busy in our own minds, and if it's important enough to us, we prioritize. So, you know, we spend time talking to people about this because it is all about changing that mindset. You have to realize that you're, you know, even the president of the United States has time to eat healthy. So, you know, some important things, you know, because, you know, we are busy, so we are looking for convenience. Some things to think about is going to the store and buying frozen vegetables that literally all you have to do is pop in the microwave or on the stove. You know, you can get meat now that is already, you know, ready prepared. You just put it in the oven. So there's like little things like that. We have recipes, easy recipes on our website. I would go there and check that out. The last piece I was going to say is just the home delivery meal services. There's a lot of healthy meal services where they will deliver to your house. The meals are prepared, and you don't really have to do anything. So there's options out there.
It's all about planning, really. If you plan, what's the old expression I always say, Pete? If you fail to plan,
you plan to fail.
Number three.
Such a wordsmith you are, let me tell you.
Silver tongue, that's me.
Good, my goodness. What should we make of weight fluctuations over time? Specifically, how do you know you're, quote, gaining it back? Presumably after a weight loss or after you complete a diet plan.
Yeah, so that's, you know, that's a good question. I think, you know, what's really important, obviously the number, I'm assuming that they're not just going on the number of on the scale, because, you know, you can gain other things, and if you gain, it's not always a bad thing. But, you know, without really knowing what you lost, it's really hard to figure out if you gain, you know, if what that actually is. So, for example, every single time you lose weight, you are losing muscle. And so when you gain weight, you're usually gaining fat. So as you can think about this, every time you lose and gain in that cycle, you're always losing more muscle and always gaining more fat. And that is contributing to why people are gaining more quicker. So really thinking about knowing and understanding the muscle versus fat. Another thing to think about is water is huge and inflammation is significant, and those play a big role in the weight on the scale. So really looking at your whole body health, and if you have other things going on, if you have inflammation, you know, chronic conditions, that's probably contributing as well.
It reminds me of a story of a high school teacher of mine who was a wrestler when he was in high school, and I think college, and they would run around the pool to make their weight in the morning, just sweat out all that water weight, and you make amazing amounts of weight loss, but it was all water weight. You know, you gain it back after the weigh-in. So you can make it fluctuate quite dramatically if you really wanted to.
Yeah, absolutely. And carbohydrates draw water into the cells. So anytime, like if you go on a low-carb diet for a while, and then all of a sudden, you know, the next day you start adding in carbs and you eat too much, you're going to see like 5 pounds on the scale when really it was just your body now attracting more of that water because carbs were added in. So, you know, there really is, you know, some complexity to that. So that's why we always say don't really fixate so much on that daily number.
All right. And keep those questions coming, Peter, at WLIP.com. Next week, we'll dive once again into the rain barrel. Sherry Stoka, Wayless, MD in Wellness, Southport Plaza, Kenosha. I heard that first visit to Wayless MD is absolutely free.
It absolutely is. And our phone number is 262-226-2046.
And check out that metabolic reset program that starts next week. Folks can get details on that at waylessmd.com or the Facebook page. She is Sherry Stoka. It is Wayless MD and Wellness, Southport Plaza, Kenosha. Sherry Stoka, thanks so much. You have a great week.
All right. Thanks, guys. You too.
Sherry Stoka.